full name and ABC number for the record.
Michael Alex Taylor, 2045-66.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
You have been before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is regarding the four alleged violations listed under warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 2nd, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Sella?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire, at your expense, a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, I am, sir.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. At this stage of the morning, we are authorized for a three-member panel in the room. We have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Lenny P. Notice. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. Also in the room is our Community Corrections Officer, Mr. Westby, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So Mr. Sella and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, so you affirm?
Yes, I do, sir.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Sella, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
Now again, these hearings are in two phases, so I'm going to begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal division company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on about May 21st, 2018, to the task Kelsey Mr. Lyons Board dated May 30th, 2018. Mr. Sella, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. Allegation number two, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on about April 19, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 24th, 2018. Mr. Sella, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you. Allegation number three, violation of condition number seven, as demonstrated by a failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about May 17, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated May 24, 2018. Mr. Sella, is this true or false?
True.
And finally, allegation number four, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to establish residency at the Maricopa Reentry Center, 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about May 22nd, 2018, has been directed on May 21st, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus making you an absconder from supervision. Mr. Sella, is this true or false?
It's true.
Thank you. And just one moment for the paperwork. As we pass from phase one to phase two of the hearing. Based on Mr. Sella's admission, I'm going to find the delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in a criminal ways with the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson. Okay, Mr. Sella. We will continue with the second phase of the hearing, and it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision will be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our Community Corrections Officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Sutter. Mr. Westby.
On January 8th, 2018, Mr. Sutter was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 12, 2018 by the Fugitive Apprehension Unit for renewing charges. He was back in DOC custody on June 12, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of September 30, 2018, 21 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, aggravated assault, 5 years. 2014, resisting arrest, 1 year. He has a prior conviction in 2006 for aggravated assault, 7 years. This is the second term in DOC. CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. STG gang information notes, he's an admitted member of the Barrio 52nd Ave Criminal Street Gang in Glendale and a suspected member of the Grandel Security Threat Group. He has a prior term of supervision, 2011, TIS release, absconded 154 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs and disorderly conduct noted. Other arrests, 2002, marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2002, drug-free school zone violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2002, drug paraphernalia, Arizona juvenile probation. 2002, possession of narcotics, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2003, aggravated robbery, Arizona disposition unknown. 2005, endangerment, Arizona disposition unknown. His community risk score is a G6B7.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, Mr. Sutter, I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you were released from prison with the improved residence with your mother, Mary Sella, 1843 West Burgess, Phoenix, Arizona, where you lived until January 22nd, 2018, when you advised your parole officer that you had moved to the home of your sister, Andrea Sella, in Phoenix. And the file was transferred to parole officer Williams Hancock. You lived at that residence with your sister until May 21st, 2018, when you were directed to establish residency at MRC in Phoenix, which you refused to do. Your sister, Andrea, stated that you had not been at the residence since May 22nd, 2018. So, where did you live when you were missing from community supervision, Mr. Sell?
Little brother's house.
And which city does he live in?
In Glendale.
Were you working while you were on community supervision, Mr. Self?
Yes, I was.
Where were you working?
At a motor wash.
Sheriff's office was called and you were not in your jail system. So, I guess the questions are such. One is, did you have an ongoing problem with methamphetamine abuse or addiction, Mr. Sadler?
Yes.
Were you hooked on methamphetamine, or was it occasional use?
Did I change me?
And why did you decide not to show up to MRC, especially because that's a pretty good program that's there to assist people on community supervision with drug problems, so why didn't you show up?
Well, I knew my people, I didn't have a ride or anything, and I was trying to get a bus pass to go over. And like, I asked her to go, and I made it a week to Glendale. So I was trying to get some money from them so that I can go to the MRC. I really heard about the program, I heard that it was a good one, and I was interested because I had somewhat of a habit.
And so, why didn't you reestablish contact with your parole officer and at least explain to him that you were having trouble getting there?
I called her and told her that she's like, it's your responsibility. And then she's like, I'm giving you one more day to see if you can get a bus pass or somewhere, somebody can get you some money to go over there.
So 21 days and passed. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, then the next day, I told her, and then she's like, we had a little argument, and then she's like, well, I'm just going to issue a warrant, and I was like, all right.
And then 21 days later or so, you were arrested by the Fugitive Apprehension Unit, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take some further information here from our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby.
Yes, there is a promo note here from P.O. Williams Hancock stating that, this is on May 23rd, 6:06, the defendant responded he was doing the best he could. He didn't have a ride, no money, and thought it was on 29th Avenue in Phoenix. Offender was stolen and showed me 6 hours ago that he was going. He failed to report to yesterday as directed. Let's see, right after that, received another text, jumbled man, stating basically didn't know I was going to lean on him to go, didn't know there was a time frame. I advised instructions and addressed her on the paperwork he signed on Monday. This was on May 24th. Really mad, wants me to drive his sisters and pick them up if I really care. And then on the 24th, drove the sisters' house on Columbus Avenue, no answer to the door, that's when a violation later was left. And the sister called back and stated that he had not been there. They had changed the locks on the doors, and and he had advised by text to P.O. Williams Hancock that he was residing there. So they did not know what was wrong with him, but he did not go to MRC after being given instructions. And in the promo note here, it looks like he was. She was stating that he was expecting him to take him there. So I'm there to go pick him up. I don't think I meant pick him up for an arrest, but pick him up to transport.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. I'm going to ask, Mr. Sadler, I'm going to ask the fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Seeing no questions from fellow board members, Mr. Sadler, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We really ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us. But this is your hearing, so is there anything else that you feel is important for us to know or understand before we deliberate? Thank you, Mr. Sadler.
Yes, what I'd like to say is I don't really need periods of time. I've done a lot of time. That's too easy. All I need is like some kind of substance abuse or some kind of treatment where I can try to learn to change and see if I can be a better person and see if it pursues me longer in life. And that'll be it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sadler. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes under the open meeting laws of Arizona. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Sadler.
Thank you, sir.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. Mr. Sadler was released on community supervision and was having some struggles providing consistent urinalysis until he was found dirty with the use of methamphetamine on or about May 21st, 2018. And then there is the business of him being referred to the medical reentry center and not showing. I recognize that there was some dialogue between Mr. Sada and his parole officer, but at the end of the day, he failed to comply. And with him having just a bit more than 2 months left on his prison sentence, and the way his community supervision unfolds, I'm not finding him a suitable candidate for returning to community supervision, but I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues.
I agree.
Thank you. Therefore, I'm going to make a motion that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W1534. Especially with Mr. Sutter, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Sutter was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Great.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. Agreed upon by Mr. Johnson. Mr. Sutherland, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about September 30th, 2018. As I stated, that's just a little bit more than 2 months away. We did not find you suitable for returning to community supervision, but we do highly encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. It sounds like that you have family out there. You said you were working, which is a good sign. So this board would love nothing more than to see you return to the community and be productive and responsible. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you just set the phone down and tell your CLG that we're ready for the next inmate. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.